Unit 3. Going places. Listening. 1. Listen to the following boarding calls and write down the correct flight number, destination, and gate below. 1.
Your attention, please. Flight CA1145 from Beijing to Tokyo is now boarding at gate D45. Please get your boarding cards ready and go to the gate.
Two.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? The gate for flight UA445 from Beijing to Changsha has been changed. The new gate is gate A15. We will begin boarding in about 10 minutes. Thank you.
3.
Attention all passengers on flight SE3765 from Beijing to Paris. Your flight will be 20 minutes late because of bad weather. Please be ready to board the flight at gate E34. Thank you.
2. Listen to the 5 world travelers and try to guess where they are. 1.
I am having a great time here. I have seen the Forbidden City and the Great Wall. And I have also been to Tiananmen Square. I came here by train. The train ride was long, but nice. I talked to my friends on the train. Wish you were here, John.
2.
Wow, this tower is really tall. We can see almost the whole city from up here. Look! There's the flag, red, white, and blue. We came here by bus, and then we took the lift up to the top of this tower. There is the museum with the famous painting, Mona Lisa. We went there yesterday. This city is really romantic. I just wish I could speak better French, so I could talk to more people here in this European capital. See you soon, Jenny.
3. Brr! I should have brought more clothes, because it is really cold here. No houses, no trees, just snow and ice as far as you can see. The plane ride took 16 hours. And then we had to walk 2 miles in the snow. There are some strange animals here. Big black and white birds that walk on the ice. The days are very long here. Mike. 4.
Finally! It took a long time to get here. It was the first time I have been inside a spaceship. This is wonderful. It's so quiet here. When I walk, I can take huge steps. I can jump 10 meters. I just wish we didn't have to wear these strange clothes. There's no air here. We can see the Earth in the distance. I like it here. But I hope I can go back home soon. If you look up at the sky at night, you might see me. Gina.
5.
This place is fantastic. Look at all the fish. Wow, it's good we have enough air, because we can't breathe here. We had to swim for 20 minutes to get here. It's difficult to write a postcard here. The paper is all wet. Oh, Look at that big fish. It looks like
a shark! Let's go,
Peter and Tina.
Reading Adventure Travel. Why do people travel? Well, many people travel because they want to see other countries and visit places that are famous, interesting, or beautiful. People also travel to meet new friends, to try new kinds of food, to experience life in other parts of the world, or simply to get away from cold weather. Yet there are other reasons why people travel. Many of today's travelers are looking for an unusual experience, and adventure travel is becoming more and more popular. Here is a quick look at two popular activities, hiking and rafting.
Hiking. Instead of spending your vacation on a bus, in a hotel, or sitting on the beach, you may want to try hiking. Hiking is a great way to travel. You will get close to nature and take exercise at the same time. Hiking is easy to do and doesn't have to be very expensive. You can hike close to home or travel to other places. The basic equipment you need for hiking is simple. Good shoes, clothes, and a backpack. You can hike in the mountains, in a forest, or along a river. You can also go for a hike in the city. Hiking is fun and exciting, but you shouldn't forget safety. Here are some basic tips for successful hiking. Don't hike alone. Tell someone where you are going. Bring water and a good map. Watch out for dangers, such as spiders, snakes, or poisonous plants. Wear a hat to protect yourself from the sun. Bring a cell phone if you have one. Rafting. Another exciting adventure is rafting. A raft is a small boat that you can use to paddle down rivers and streams. Rafting is a good way to experience nature. If you want a normal rafting trip, choose a quiet stream or river that is wide and has few fallen trees or rocks. If you are looking for more excitement, you may want to try whitewater rafting. Whitewater rafting is more adventurous and difficult than normal rafting. It is done on rivers and streams where the water moves quickly. You have to be careful not to hit rocks, trees, and other dangers. The name whitewater comes from the fact that the water in these streams and rivers looks white when it moves quickly.
As with hiking, you should always think about your safety and wear good clothes. You also need to learn the basic skills of rafting, such as how to handle the raft, how to paddle, and how to get in and out of the raft. You should not go rafting unless you know how to swim. And you should always wear a life jacket.
Words and Expressions, Unit 3. Consider. Means. Transportation. Board. Destination. Experience. Simply. Get away from. Raft. Vacation. Nature. Basic. Equipment. Simple. Backpack. Tip. Watch out. Spider. Poisonous. Protect somebody, something, from. Cell phone. Paddle. Stream. Normal. Excitement. Adventurous. Handle. Similarity. Particular. Poison. Separate. Separate. See somebody off. Eco travel. Combine. On the other hand. Responsibly. As well as. Task. Unpack.